ShopNow.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Hi, neighbors. First, I want to remind you that Paracast is brought to you this week by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. You know, 2 weeks after we had Aaron Kaplan on the Paracast, the people in our forum still can't stop talking about him. But more to the point, the previous week we had none other than Jerome Clark, esteemed UFO historian. And how many messages did we get about him in our forums?
Nary a one.
Not even that. No one even started a topic for him. And that's unfortunate because this guy is so knowledgeable about the history of UFO research. Really smart guy. Somebody I've known for many, many years. No response. But Aaron Kaplan, the wacky kind of guy, and I guess he's serious, they can't stop talking about him.
Seriously wacky.
Yeah. You kind of wonder if he was just fooling us or he had nothing better to do with his retirement. So he decided to put this crazy book together, and he got every crazy rumor on the planet. I can't think of any rumor he didn't have. He got every crazy one on the planet. And
I forget, did he mention the JFK assassination? I think he did, didn't he?
The JFK assassination? Boy, that's an interesting question. You know what? Out of sight, out of mind. I don't remember. Let's talk about something a little bit more serious.
Thank you.
I have a copy of the October issue of MUFON Journal. The MUFON UFO Journal. Now, I understand we had a discussion with A.J. Gavard where he says that the Brazilian UFO magazine is the longest surviving UFO magazine on the planet, and it's been around for more than 30 years. But I'm looking here at MUFON Journal. There have been 522 issues. If we're assuming 12 a year, that's what, 50 years? Okay.
Getting close.
Yeah. Now, there's an article from Clifford Clift, who's the international director, and he's someone who's been on the Paracast. He seems like a decent guy. He's more of a businessman than a researcher, however. And he says in his headline in this issue, "Is it possible we're in the midst of a UFO flap with a big question mark?" And here's why he says that. He said, "August was a busy month for UFO sightings. We had 1,013 sighting reports, more than doubling our average of 500 a month." Now, he says it might be a computer glitch because they've been revising their computer system. But I don't know. That sounds interesting. Have you heard any greater influx of UFO reports in your experience?
Well, yeah. It seems like we've been in the midst of a quiet but very, very steady flap of activity since late June, early July.
Okay, so it's not a computer glitch.
No, not at all. I've noticed quite an uptick in reports. Interestingly enough, the Filers Files and other reporting services, Peter Davenport and others, have also been talking about a fairly sizable increase in reports here since about early to midsummer.
Now, another point is that the media, they say, has been very active in covering UFO events. For example, the 2011 MUFON Symposium, they had 700 people attending, of which only 200 were MUFON members. Now, let's look at these numbers. And the reason I want to mention this is because, like all magazines that go out by what they call second-class mail, they have to provide what they call an ownership, management, and circulation report. That report shows they've got a circulation of slightly over 2,000, which means, therefore, that MUFON has about 2,000 members. I guess that's not so big in the scheme of things, although it's about average for a UFO club. But if they're getting hundreds of people who aren't members of the organization, that's significant. If the media is covering those events, that's also very significant. But the real question is, MUFON's been around for, what, 50 years? They can't get more than 2,000 members? They used to have more, didn't they?
Yes, they had probably four or five times that number at their height.
So what is it? People don't want to join UFO clubs these days?
Well, I think a lot of the membership, you know, to be frank about it, is dying off. And I don't think the kids are really that interested in being members of any sort of club or organization that would have them as one, just like me.
Well, I also like to repeat what Groucho Marx once said. I would never join a club that would have me as a member. But I did join MUFON basically to get the newsletter, to get the information, because there's a lot of sighting information there. Sometimes some basic opinions. Sometimes you wonder about some of those opinions, but at least it seems they're making an effort. They're trying. But as you say, people today don't want to join UFO clubs. They'll listen to the shows. We have a great audience. A lot will participate in our forums, and when we revise our forum, which we're going to do in the very near future, we're going to have a major revision to our forums. I bet we'll have more members. But
yeah, we're signing them up every day.
Yes, we are. You know, we get more and more participation. And sometimes you look at those forums and you wonder, this is a forum about the paranormal. But some of the subjects they talk about have nothing to do with that. Like there's one called The Return of the Birthers. And the birther movement, of course, is that movement where people are saying or suggesting that President Obama was not born in the United States, that his birth certificate, both versions, the short form and the long form, were fake. So that's a big discussion.
Yeah.
We have, you know, general discussions about conspiracy theories like 9/11, very popular. We always talk about 9/11. So that's another popular conspiracy theory. And we talk about UFOs.
I like that thread. What was that blonde woman that had some announcement last year and everybody was all enamored with her Facebook picture, and then somebody dug up a clip of her pole dancing. Remember that?
Well, you can't be a pole dancer anymore. You know, that's bad.
Well, and be taken seriously.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. So pole dancing is unacceptable. Although I can imagine, you know, a college girl might do that to get a decent paycheck. Look at student loans. We have this big problem now, this big tragedy about student loans. Students are inundated with those expenses. They either have to go, if they go bankrupt, they can't stop those expenses. You know, that's one of the things that isn't discharged in bankruptcy.
Well, Gene, look at it this way. I mean, they spend all this money and somehow through loans and their parents to get a real good quality education. And what happens when they get out of school? They can't get a job.
Or they go back to live with their parents. Okay.
Yeah.
My son didn't do that. He graduated college and he decided, you know what? I don't want to be here with my parents. I'm going to go to Spain, which is what he did. So I don't know what to say about that.
No, so, I'm not going to touch that one, Gene.
You won't touch that, huh? Not with a 10-foot pole or a 18-foot pole. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to say it. Look, let's focus on some of the more unusual aspects today of the UFO field. And the guest is Norio Hayakawa, a friend of yours. Can you tell us more about him?
Well, you know, I've known Norio for years and years and years. And he's one of these very interesting guys that have been around in the field since the late 70s, early 80s is when I think he really got his start. And one of the things that he's been really focusing on the last, well, geez, since the late 80s is the whole Dulce Base mystery. And, of course, Norio, it's now been almost 3 years, was the one that put together a small little gathering in Dulce for the Jicarilla Apache, basically, to find out, you know, what they thought about some of these rumors and collect some stories and give them a forum to present their particular personal experiences there living near Dulce or in Dulce. And the turnout was so massive, the fire marshal had to shut the event down, and we had to move it next door because there was nowhere near enough room for all the people that showed up. And Norio, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people today with some of the results of his particular very intensive investigation of the Dulce case. And I think we're gonna learn something.
Okay, Dulce, New Mexico. Something mysterious going on or what? With Norio Hayakawa, coming up next on
The Paracast.
As you know, the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service, such as Leslie Kane's UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record. For that free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Well, welcome to the Paracast with Gene and Chris. This week, we're really happy to have Norio Hayakawa with us for his first appearance here on the Paracast. And first of all, Norio, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Chris and Gene, for having me on.
And we were talking just briefly before we had you on here about your many years of working in the Dulce, New Mexico area, trying to dig into the whole underground base scenario there and how that you're probably one of the most knowledgeable people that I know concerning that particular mystery there. And that is only part of the work that you've done. You've actually done quite a bit of investigative work over the years. You've been in the field for quite some time. Why don't you give us a little background on how you got involved in UFOs?
Well, first of all, I'm not really an expert on the Tulsa situation, but I have researched it for many years. And, of course, I've been there many, many times in the past, since around 1990.
Hey, you were arrested, I think, one of your first trips, weren't you?
Yes, that was in 1990. But I actually started getting information about Dulce in around 1987. Then, of course, you know, from there on, I read many articles and so on. And then I went there for the first time in 1990. But even now, I am involved in research, especially since I live closer to that place than ever before. In other words, I live in New Mexico's Rio Rancho, which is right next to Albuquerque. And Rio Rancho is about 2 hours, three-quarter hours, 2 hours, 45 minutes away. So I can go there anytime I want to, and I've been there many times, as recently as a couple of months ago. So, yes, I've been doing that for many years, but my main focus before this was, of course, the notorious Area 51 in Nevada, which I have actually investigated and been there many, many times, just around the same time that I got started with the Dulce research. In fact, this is something really strange, Chris, that both Area 51 and Dulce became a hot topic already in 1987, when actually John Lear started writing a hypothesis about both of these places. And where John Lear got all this information was he got these information from other sources, that were just going around already in the 80s, early 80s. So, but anyway, while I was living in California, I had many, many occasions to visit the outskirts of Area 51, the outer perimeters. And I had some interesting encounters there, dark military helicopter chasing us and so on, and many, many encounters with Lincoln County Sheriff Department and so on.
Okay, now that's interesting. When you have the sheriff going after you, you kind of wonder there, okay, are they in the process of trying to arrest you?
Oh, yes, they attempted. Well, actually, they didn't try to arrest me, but they detained us for about an hour or so. In fact, I was detained in three separate occasions there on public land. The first one was in 1991, where a group of us were detained right at Highway 375, which is a public highway. We were asked by the Lincoln County Deputy Sheriff, Doug Lamoureux, to show our IDs and Social Security number, which I had never heard
Social
before.
Social Security number?
That's right. That's right, and I was ignorant at that time, and I gave out my Social Security number. This was in May of 1991, and other people in our group also, were questioned and detained for 1 hour as we just came back from the frightful encounter with a military helicopter on dirt road coming into Highway 375.
After, this is the infamous black mailbox road there that turned off from the highway there?
No, this is not the black mailbox road. It's actually the Groom Lake Road that goes directly to Highway 375.
I want to ask you something just to kind of put things in perspective. Okay, so you're citing as a source for some of the material about issues at Area 51 and also Dulce from John Lear. Now, as you know, a lot of people think John Lear is kind of wacky, if you get my drift.
So, yes, I doubt that. I think he has a lot of fascinating information, And in fact, he was the first person that actually disseminated the alleged Dulce, you know, the drawings of the vats and so on, allegedly created by Anne West, a lady by the name of Anne West, which is not a real name, but this lady in, I think, the early 80s started giving information to John Lear about this, her drawings of the vats inside the Dulce facility. And John Lear himself visited Dulce and started talking with people like the Paul Benowitz and so on. And but anyway, John Lear is not a kook. I think he knows a lot of stuff. He's one of the most knowledgeable persons when it comes to things like Nevada Test Site and other things. So I think that he's just he has a two-sided face. The one face is to appear ridiculous, and the other face is possession of real important information. So I think that's my take on John Lear. But getting back to Lincoln County Sheriff Department and Area 51, they have had a cozy relationship for many, many years. In fact, since the, for many, many years, the Lincoln County Sheriff Department received $80,000 a year from the Air Force, Nellis Air Force Base, in exchange for cooperating with the Air Force to, check out on curiosity seekers trying to go near the perimeters or whatever. And so they were receiving $80,000, and this is the reason why they have been doing that for many years, but recently it has stopped. But anyway, the Lincoln County Sheriff Department created the telephone number indicating that there is a very close relationship. Their telephone number ends in 5151, and even today. So I asked Lincoln County Sheriff Department, when did this number, telephone number, got started? And they said it was for many years.
I'll tell you what, we'll have a problem for many years if we don't tell you. We've got Norio Hayakawa with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, in today's fast-paced work environment, getting everyone in the same room for a meeting can be challenging, especially when they work in different locations. And that's why I use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It is amazing. You can collaborate online by sharing your presentation. While seeing colleagues face-to-face in high definition, they can hide their blemishes. Video quality is so clear and natural, it's like being in the same room. And all you need is an internet connection with a webcam. It's that easy. So here's what I can do. For example, on the Paracast, which I host with my friend Chris O'Brien, we live in different locations. We need to share something, a document or something like that. All I have to do is call him up with GoToMeeting, and I say, Chris, take a look at this, and he said he's ready to go. You can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code PODCAST, use the promo code PODCAST.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Norio Hayakawa telling us about Dulce Area 51. And I know some of our listeners are going to say something because of the fact that he is taking what John Lear has to say seriously, but we'll get past that. You were continuing your story about the sheriff. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was telling about the close relationship between Lincoln County Sheriff Department and Area 51. They've had this cozy relationship for many, many years. If you go to the public records department in Alamo, the town of Alamo, in Nevada, you can find out everything about this, you know, the financial arrangements and so on. And maybe this is just, maybe it's common. I'm not sure, you know, but, you know, it's Area 51 is a fascinating place, but a lot of people have the wrong information that it has moved elsewhere, like to Utah and so on, which is complete hogwash. In fact, Area 51 is expanding as we speak, and also just a year ago, the Nevada, state of Nevada, changed the name of Nevada Test Site to Nevada National Security Site, or N2S2. So there's no longer a Nevada test site, but a new secretive testing ground, just as, secretive as Area 51, which is located right next door. So
it's like having two Area 51s.
Exactly. And the N2S2, or Nevada National Security Site, is now a large, large, large area for testing of new weapon systems under the auspices of the anti-terrorism concept. So this means that operations heretofore that have been conducted at Area 51 can be, can go into that that area as well. So you see more new buildings at Area 51 and, you know, more big hangars and Area 51 is all about the weapon systems and integrated with avionics and so on. But, right next door, the larger place, the new National Security Site, they are doing just about the same thing. They will start doing the same thing. And so this is the reason why they are expanding. You can see this in Google satellite photos even today. So the point is that, yes, Area 51 is alive and well, and so is the continuous rumors about areas in New Mexico, too, like White Sands. You know, I live in New Mexico now, so I'm interested in the what's happening in New Mexico, like the latest, you know, directed energy weapons programs conducted at White Sands and near Holloman Air Force Base. And so these are things that fascinate me. And then in particular, going back to the mysterious topic of Dulce, New Mexico, yes, there is something there. There's no question in my mind. But the bottom line is that there has never been any physical, solid, tangible, irrefutable documentary evidence whatsoever that there is a physical underground base under the Archuleta Mesa. But there are lots of circumstantial evidences to point out that there is something there.
You know, in fact, yes. I kind of want to focus this because we have a cross-section of listeners, some of whom are very aware of Dulce, New Mexico and the rumors, and some of whom are saying, what's that? So to serve both masters, can you tell us a little bit about the history, where these stories began, and then we can kind of explore them further?
Yes, it's very important to know the history of Dulce, New Mexico, and the official name of Dulce used to be Agua Dulce, which meant sweet water in Spanish. So ever since the 1600s, 1700s, the Hispanos who were living in that northern New Mexico area were basically ranchers, you know. And they were descendants of the Spanish conquistadores who came to this region in the, 16th century on. So, this community of Agua Dulce started, developing. But in early 1900s, the United States government created an Indian reservation in this area and brought in many Apache people from elsewhere in New Mexico and then other places, and then created a humongous reservation called the Jicarilla Apache Indian Reservation, in which they changed the name to just Dulce. And so it has been Jicarilla Apache land for many years, since the early 1900s. And things started happening after World War II. The United States government conducted an atomic test right near Dulce in 1967. The Atomic Energy Commission exploded an atomic nuclear device deep underground, which was about 22 miles southwest of Dulce in 1968. And
Project Gas Buggy.
Yeah, that's correct. And ever since that incident, which allegedly, as told by the government, was to ease the flow of natural gas in that area. But a lot of people don't believe it. There may have been other motives behind this strange experiment. But that was in 1967. But a few years later, or less than 10 years later, something strange began to happen in the Dulce area. And that is the beginning of mysterious cattle mutilations here, incidents in not only in the Dulce area, but north of New Mexico as well, into Colorado and so on. But then soon, a rumor began to come around, and this was basically originated from an engineer by the name of Paul Benowitz, who used to live in Albuquerque, and who used to do business with the Kirtland Air Force Base, selling them high-caliber, calibration equipment for the military and humidifiers and so on. It was called the Thunder Scientific Corporation. So Paul Benowitz, he did lots of work with the Kirtland Air Force Base, but at the same time, beginning around 1979, Paul Benowitz began to witness mysterious lights not too far away from his home, which is right next to Manzano underground nuclear facility in right inside the Kirtland Air Force Base. So the Kirtland Air Force Base got worried and basically told Paul Benowitz to come to the base and they will explain to him what has been happening. But anyway...
of course, Paul Benowitz is a story unto itself.
Exactly.
Because of the things that happened with
That's
him.
That's a can of worms right there,
yes,
boy.
Yes, we bring up the name then of Bill Moore and some of the alleged disinformation that Bill Moore was engaged in the 1980s and what happened to Paul Benowitz. A very complicated story. And obviously a lot more to talk about with Area 51 or whatever it's called, Dulce, New Mexico, and all sorts of other stuff. Our guest is Norio Hayakawa, who has spent many years investigating these mysteries. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. As always, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, separating signal from noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Norio Hayakawa is our guest. You're listening to Gene and Chris in the Paracast. When we split for a piece of business, we were discussing the case of Paul Benowitz. Because of what happened to Paul, all the disinformation that was fed to him allegedly, do you find then that that makes what he had to say, Norio, less credible?
No, I think in many ways he's credible. In fact, I think he may have discovered things in Dulce. But the biggest mystery is, to me, whether the Air Force intentionally gave him disinformation or information at the same time. And, maybe it might have been some kind of a slow leak done on purpose, but slowly, mixed with disinformation at the same time. And and that is the situation with Dulce. There are too many, many local residents reporting strange objects, even today. You get these reports almost, every other day in Dulce.
Well, before we get too far away from the Benowitz situation, I think we should remind listeners of some of the very underhanded and sinister tactics that Air Force intelligence used on Benowitz, which resulted in Benowitz being committed. I mean, they drove him crazy. They would do things like go into his house when he wasn't there and rearrange the furniture. They played with this guy, and they played with his head, and I think that fact alone should be underscored before we get too far down the road here. They ruined a man's life.
Yes, no question about it.
Well, and some of the things that he photographed over the Kirtland Air Force Base near the largest, to my knowledge, the largest nuclear weapons storage facility in this country that we know about, he was filming very unusual objects out in the Coyote Canyon area. He was intercepting very interesting transmissions that could have been some sort of classified burst transmissions. And as a patriotic American, he, in all good conscience and with a sense of urgency, contacted the Air Force to let them know that they may have, unusual activity that wasn't under their control going on in one of the most sensitive areas of this country. And instead of thanking him, and moving on down the road and applauding his patriotic, fervor to contact them, they used him as a human guinea pig and used him as a vehicle for disinformation. And that's a fact that I want to underscore before we continue more.
Yes, this is all a fascinating thing. We hear of Bill Moore and, Richard Doty and all these people claiming to have, participated in the, this disinformation tactic. But, basically the bottom line is there's no documentation whatsoever naming people like William Moore or Richard Doty, stating that they were part of, this disinformation program. It's just, I talked with Bill Moore, before. He declared that he participated in this program when he spoke out in 1989 in Las Vegas MUFON meeting, but there's no indication as far as documents are concerned. Same with Richard Doty. Yes, his name comes up in Air Force documents in Kirtland, but there's nothing, no documentation whatsoever about any kind of participation, you know, with Paul Benowitz. So
there's tape recordings of Bill Moore and Benowitz in his house. We have photographs that exist in investigator files. There's enough circumstantial evidence to support that that these nefarious activities were going on.
Yeah.
And the fact that Benowitz ended up in a mental hospital, that should tell you something. I mean,
yeah,
the guy was a
right.
brilliant, brilliant scientist.
And by the way, I should mention with regard to Richard Doty, we have asked him several times to come on the Paracast and explain himself, explain what he's up to, what the shenanigans are all about. And he sort of kind of almost came on once, then he chickens out. So I don't know what to say about him.
Well, actually, I don't think there's any credibility in any of the things that he has come up. And so, you know, the only person that had been trustworthy is the late Gabe Valdez. He, to me, is the only person that had got closest to what is behind the rumors about Dulce. But unfortunately, he passed away just about, 2 months ago at his home at a fairly young age of 67. But, he was the only person that I could trust. And he invited me to go with him to El Vado Lake area because where, you know, he has been investigating that area for several years already, even after retired. But anyway, he did discover, he says he discovered a couple of spheres in that El Vado Lake area. And he kept the spheres, which was like, just a round crystal-like ball of like a stone or some kind of material. But he kept those in his house, but he didn't want to show those to anybody.
Well, we should explain to our listeners who may not be familiar with Gabe Valdez who he was. First of all, he was a New Mexico State Patrolman who was stationed in the Dulce area. In the mid to late 70s, he was one of the lead investigators on a whole rash of cattle mutilations that occurred on the Emmanuel Gomez Ranch. He befriended many people in the area. He was well-liked, very well-respected, and, as Norio has mentioned, was probably the most thorough investigator of the Dulce area over the last 30, 35 years. And, I must say, Norio, before we go too far down the road, you and I spoke here briefly when I invited you on the show, and you and I both have kind of an itch about the way that Gabe passed away closely on the heels of probably the most extensive interview that he's ever granted. I think he conducted a week or less before he died with another radio show, where he made some very tantalizing comments about coming to some conclusions about what he thought was going on in the Dulce area. Do you care to comment on that? You knew Gabe pretty darn well, probably better than most people. Greg Bishop, of course, knew him fairly well. Greg wrote the book Project Beta, which is looking at the Benowitz case. But, Norio, before we go on, why don't you kind of share with our listeners your feelings about Gabe's passing and some of the comments that he made very shortly before he kind of died unexpectedly.
Yes, this was in August, it was a Sunday morning, and his wife found him, on his bed. They were, they had separate bedrooms, but anyway, he was on the bed with no sign of life, And so I guess the paramedics came right away and tried to revive him, but he was already gone. And, you know, he was a healthy person. He never had any indication, as far as many people know, of any kind of illnesses. He was a very robust, healthy guy. You know, he drove all around, and even as early as a few months ago, he went to Dulce, and he continues to investigate the Dulce mystery. And especially he has been concentrating on a lake nearby there, El Dado Lake, and, you know, and he invited, you know, us to join him very soon to, and then he said he will show some interesting places, but anyway, he died so suddenly, and we don't know if it's like a heart attack or, you know, what kind of death it was, because we didn't want to actually bother the family too much. I attended.
Isn't that interesting? And we'll go into it in our next segment, Norio, how there have been occasional passings in the UFO field that somehow seem to be questionable. We go back to Dr. James McDonald in the 1960s, Morris K. Jessup in the 1950s, etc. Our guest, Norio Hayakawa. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.